Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. As if we didn't have enough problems, out of the blue, swine flu hits the headlines. In the past year, the whole world has fallen into a suffocating global recession, and just when we get a little oxygen and have an indication that the recession is bottoming out, swine flu panic spreads. Recessions limit exports, and the American farmer suffers. We export 30% of what we produce. I don't even want to think about the price our products would be worth if it were not for the global marketplace. The recession has given an excuse for a lot of countries to accept protectionist policies. We're no exception. We stopped Mexican trucks from going into the United States to deliver and pick up products. The Mexican government immediately retaliated by putting a tariff on some of our exports to Mexico. The World Trade Organization estimates that global exports will contract by 9% this year. In addition, we're still talking about altering the North American Free Trade Agreement that could have serious repercussions. And not surprising, for every trade action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. As a net exporter, that's not good for the American farmer. And now with swine flu on the world stage, importing countries are using this as an excuse to restrict our products. Russia, China, and the Philippines have suspended imports of pork from Mexico and some parts of the United States. An ironic fact is that there is no link between pork consumption and the swine flu virus. The virus is being spread person to person. This is not the first time the world has faced a possible flu pandemic. In 1918, the Spanish flu hit Europe. 50 million people died. And then we had Asian flu in 57, Hong Kong flu in 68, swine flu in 76, Russian flu in 77, avian flu in 97. When it rains, it pours. Let's hope this flu threat is short-lived, and we can get on with our economic recovery and keep the trade channels open. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.